Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm, specializing in business law and estate planning. TheCreamerLawFirm.com. We get things done. The agents and staff of Remax Real Estate Concepts, with offices throughout the metro. Remax Real Estate Concepts is HomeConnectUSA.com.
20 minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock. Welcome back to the News Hour. Grateful, as always, that you are here with us. You know, we think you're going to find this story pretty amazing. In studio with us is Doug Sharp, who is the chairman of BSB Design and brainchild and founder of Abode. Also with us is Michelle Rothfuss. She is a project coordinator over at Abode. Over the years, they have mixed their design skills with a passion for philanthropy. And what is that passion? Well, it's to provide safe, sustainable, and humane housing for people that have less than that. Welcome to the News Hour, Doug. Grateful that you're here. Hi, Michelle. Welcome.
Thank you.
Grateful that you guys are both here with us. So tell us the story of Abode, would you? I think this is a fascinating, that it's here in West Des Moines, for crying out loud, I think is even better. Doug, go ahead. What
you're
is
very that? Kind. Well, we're an architecture and planning right. firm. We do work all over the country and internationally as well. And so a few years ago, we had a friend challenge us. We do mostly housing, is what we do all over the country. And he said,
multifamily, you know, housing or single?
Everything from apartments, single okay. family to multifamily. You know, you name it, we've done
you
it.
Know, yeah,
and
okay.
we'd still do it. And so we had this challenge from this friend that said, you know, if you think you're so good, why don't you come up with this concept of helping people who are living in the shanty towns. I can't remember the percentage. It seems like 20% of the world's population lives in shanty towns. And so he showed us what was like in Soweto. And mm-hmm. so a trip to Soweto kind of changed our thinking on what we were doing. And we were a firm that's very much philanthropy. It was very important to us and giving back. And so we felt we should be able to use our talent and come up with a concept of housing that would be people could build for themselves at a low cost all over the world. And so that started it.
So that's the genesis of this whole yeah. process, right?
Yes, right.
And these are really unique. If you're at all familiar, ladies and gentlemen, I know you've seen the news stories and you've seen what these places look like where people are living. They're basically oftentimes tar paper or cardboard or tin or whatever they can find and scrounge around, and that becomes their home. And then you folks sat around and said, oh, yeah, we can design something a little bit better than this. And for folks that might remember, and this is a, these look like, they kind of look like the old hog shelters that we used to, in a sense,
yeah.
they're pointed sort of on the top and curved, but they're made out of lightweight material, can be easily set up and established. Tell us about what went into that design portion.
Yeah, they're a cantenary arch is the form, which is the strongest form in nature.
It's much better than
a hog shelter.
Yeah,
but it is. I mean, that's a good word picture because they are that arch shape, which is the strongest form in nature. Mm-hmm. So that allowed us to do a lightweight materials because we felt it was important wherever we had manufacturing to be able to have it lighter so that shipping costs would be less. In addition to that, we wanted to make sure that it was a home that families could build themselves. So the way it goes together is very simple. A family can build it in a day. That was our goal mm-hmm. when we started the design process. How can a family of four build this house in a day? And so our slogan is one family, one house, one day. And we think we've accomplished that. We tried to do the homes very economical for less than around $2,000 per home in a third world country.
Sure.
We didn't quite make that price point, but we've got it down there and now the opportunity for people to do that.
Well, with us as well is Michelle. And Michelle, when we talk about this, where are all these houses at? Where have you been sending them to for the past several years?
We have several small builds in various locations. They're mostly in South Africa. Just in September, this last September, we did a small build in Zambia in the middle of nowhere in a very remote village and worked together with another organization called Hoops of Hope and World Vision. We put in dormitory housing for the girls. basically it was a school that started from nothing, and the kids were spending the night there because it was too far away to walk home mm-hmm. every night. Mm-hmm. The initial dormitories that were built for 50, and there were over 100 girls living in them when they asked us to come and build these quickly. 16 to 23-year-olds per twin bed.
Yeah. Abode shelters, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're talking about. You know, on your website, you talk about sustainability, which is important to you. But you also use a very interesting word in describing some of this, humane housing. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, until you go there and see what people live in, you have no idea what people put up with, I guess is the best way to put it. What inspired this was a tour of Soweto, you know, the shanty towns in Soweto and all of the history that we all know about Soweto. But this one woman showed us through her home, and it was a home that was 8x10, dirt floor, mm-hmm. rags in the roof, anything that she could gather was her house, anything she could find, sheet metal, wood, whatever, a tire on the roof, that's what she put together for her home. But she was so proud of her home. And that's what this picture is. I know you can't see, everyone can't see it, but that's what this picture is.
Well, if you go online, you can see this. It's ABOD Shelters. And ABOD Shelters. And just go ahead and take a look at the fascinating photographs of people. And you can tell just by looking at this photo of a woman standing out in front of this really shanty home that's right. piecemeal put together, that she's got a certain amount of pride to that. Just like any of us would have pride in our homes, but the conditions that she has to live with her family, is pretty negative. Which leads us to this next thing. Okay, this is all a nice thing that you're doing, Doug. You know, you've designed a neat home. It comes in at about $2,000 a pop. Yeah. Who pays for that?
Well, we tried to hit $2,000. We didn't hit $2,000, but right. we do have a South African manufacturer that gets us more for the basic home, more in the $3,500 range. Okay. Who pays for that are donors. We do. My firm does. Anybody who catches the vision does. We're trying to right now do a 100-unit community, gain momentum to do a 100-unit community to show the government of South Africa what they could do by taking people out of the community, the shanty towns that they have, and move them into an abode community and show them what the lifestyle they really could provide for their people. Because right now, quite frankly, they don't think about it. They think of that, well, that's a problem over there. Someday we'll take care of it.
Mm, but it still continues to grow.
Yeah.
So when individuals are living in these shanty towns and then they move into an abode dwelling, and you have several of those and it becomes a neighborhood of abode dwellings, that's got to do something for their not only their self-esteem, but also their entire outlook on life. Would you agree?
Yes, and the responses that we've heard back is that they feel safe. They love their homes. They, of course, make them their own. So they've added, for example, we went over in 2013 and built five in a circular fashion. Well, they do all their cooking outdoors, mm-hmm. and so they added in the middle a gazebo-like structure, and so they all get together.
Communal.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Get together for cooking, and you know, they go into their home to sleep, but that's basically it.
Yeah. So what's so most important is about the community is it's not just the house, Michael, it's the community.
It's the community, sure.
It's how you lay out the abodes in a village setting so that the people are safe, so all eyes are on the kids and the women, and that there is some protection for them because it is a dangerous society.
Oh, a very dangerous society. What you've traveled there and
yes,
seen some of these
we
things.
Both have.
Yeah, and is it pretty shocking when you see the transition among some of the people that get to move in?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And we helped a young mother move in to one, and she had absolutely nothing to move in with. And all she asked for was a mattress to lay on the ground.
Hmm.
And just a few, you know, a couple of rags and a brush to make sure that her floor stayed clean.
Isn't that something? You know, when we talk about something like this, it's shocking. I mean, it really is, because many of us don't think about what it's like to live in a third world country under some of these conditions. Are people sometimes just absolutely stunned when you tell them what it is that you're involved in and that it comes out of West Des Moines, for crying out loud?
Well, everybody's very complimentary.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, we've just scratched the surface.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much more out there that we could do. There's so many people living in this type of housing and worse, that the opportunity is there for not only for just abode, for anybody who wanted to look into some way to help people who are living in things that we wouldn't even consider living in.
You know, I know
a hog shelter.
A hog shelter, yeah. I know our friends up at Sukup Manufacturing.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I was telling somebody that we were going to have this discussion today about abode. They said, oh, is it like the Sukup grain bin homes that I think that they put in
Haiti?
Yeah. And so, well, it's similar, but obviously different, a different design and whatnot. But just like what Sukup did, they did that. You guys are doing this with abode. What is the underlying push? This, I mean, I get it. Okay, this is a nice project. You're doing some good, but this is all fueled by some personal internal thing from you, Doug.
Well,
what is it?
I don't know that it's from me. It's as much from our partners and all the people at BSB who truly believe that we have a lot more than we ever thought we'd have, and there should be a way for us to give back.
Mm.
And we thought through architecture, we could give back. And this seemed like the good spot to do it. And so I guess it's just the desire to give back.
Because
we've given a lot.
It is a cool thing. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you happen to check this out, Abode Shelters on the internet, you're going to be shocked. I was really amazed. A very nice website. Very nice explainer videos that you have, so that you're telling the story clearly as to what it is. And you've also got some neat pages on there thanking a lot of people who are your partners in this entire adventure. So this really is an altruistic, motivated project. I get that feeling that you're into this for a whole lot more than just doing it, you know?
Michael, we've had a lot of good friends who've caught the vision along the way, and
I can see where
who want to help that with that as well, all over the country, all over the world. And so it's just trying to discern what's the right thing to do, what's the because we have limited resources.
Sure, of course.
What's the best opportunity? And we've had some great ministries here in Des Moines who have helped with that as well.
And that brings me to the next question. I would suspect that part of the partners that you're seeking are individuals out there or organizations out there that are willing to pony up some of the cost to put these abode communities together in these communities out there in the far-flung third world countries. And so that's got to be part of this entire thing, is talking to those people so that they also catch the vision, so that they'll climb on board to assist in housing some of these folks. Would that be accurate?
Yeah. Very accurate. We have two upcoming projects, one that Doug mentioned, and then a very small one that we're helping a school in another part of Zambia near a village outside of Lusaka. And they're looking for three shelters, a library that they don't have. They don't have lending libraries there. And the school systems, even the private ones, don't provide textbooks to the children. So we're looking to build three homes, one to be used as a library, one as a classroom, and then one for a home for a teacher.
And when we come off of the idea of being in third world countries, there's also opportunities right here in the United States. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we've not so much for housing, although we have had interest in several communities around the country that said, you know, we've got a homeless problem. Let's talk about the abodes. We don't have anything to really talk about other than that we have discussed
that
it.
That we're
talking about it. You're right.
Well, you know, Doug, excuse me for butting in there, but that's another issue. You know, just like the government in Zambia hopes that those shanty towns are just going to, they're going to be there. We'll get to it. One of these days, we'll deal with that. But right here in our midst, here in what is one of the greatest cities in the entire country, within a stone's throw of this studio, we've got people that are living on the banks of the river in homeless shelters right here. And so you don't have to go very far to be able to see that or to have a positive impact on somebody else's life.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, there is the opportunity. We just have to have the right? People catch the vision and work with us on that. The other thing, though, is that we believe the abode has an opportunity for disaster housing. And we have gone to the UN and presented to the UN about the abode for that, whether it's a hurricane, whether it's in Haiti or, you know, wherever it is. If we had a bunch of these in a warehouse, you could ship them to that location and a family could literally, you could ship it there and the family could build their home in a day. And they're not sitting in a tent like they were in Haiti for 5 years and tents that get replaced, you know, over and over. This is, I mean, it's not luxury housing, but it's shelter.
What is also very nice about it from an aesthetic standpoint, it's very clean design. You know, it looks cool. It looks airy. It looks bright. It looks like it would be a wonderful place in which to live. Nice job.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's been a journey.
I imagine it has been a journey. You've been at this a while. So what, 2007? Did I read that correctly?
Yeah,
it's been a while. Thank you, Doug Sharp, for coming in and sharing this with us. And Michelle, thank you, and good luck with your project in Zambia.
Thank you, yes.
All right. Do you get to go over there?
I do.
Take pictures, send
Take
it to
family.
Us.
I will. Yeah, my family's going with me this
Excellent.
Time.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us. It's called Abode Shelters, and it's coming right out of West Des Moines. This is a great story. You can find out more online. We'll have the podcast up a little bit later on. You can share that as well. We're going to step aside now and take a look at what happened on Wall Street. Also, the Iowa 25, the stocks of local interest. We've got the agribusiness report, the commodity numbers, and some more local business news coming your way. This is Insight on Business, the NewsHour.
Two sheep.